You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. Oh, dang. It's my dream show. It's Neil's show. I'm playing Neil Young today. That's the mixtape. It'll have more focus than the last mix I did, which if you heard it was kind of bag of some stuff. You're listening to a remix tape, and I'd like to welcome you to our show. It's December 13th. Recently, Neil Young... It's December, and a couple weeks ago about, I'm just pulling it up here so I don't get anything wrong. Neil Young kind of announced on Twitter, he was like, hello, he has this really adorable Twitter personality. And he basically said, hey, I'm going to play like a, I've got a new album and I'm going to play like a concert on Canadian television, Canadian national television, which is super cool. And he just announced it like it was nothing. And so he also held it in his hometown, which is Ontario, which I thought was really cool. And in any case, Neil Young, I feel like, geez, you know, he's still performing I think he really cares about his fans. And I'm a fan. I'm happy to be playing some Neil Young today. I'm going to play stuff from, you know, my favorite period of Neil Young, which is the 70s. It's kind of a, you know, predictable, I guess. But yeah, I hope you like it too. Hope you listen to Neil Young. I didn't bring much of my vinyl, and I have one record I brought in from home, but I've got a lot of Neil Young on vinyl. Because I feel, I don't know, it's like a therapy to listen to Neil Young, and I hope it's a therapy for you too. So we're going to hear next from an album I brought in, Hitchhiker. I played this a bunch already on the show. Actually, no, I'm not playing from that. I'm playing effectively a Christmas song from Neil Young, but it's kind of a reverse Christmas song, as you'll see. So I'll play that next, and then a few other things, and then I'll be back to tell you what you heard and say anything else, but hopefully not that much. So thank you for joining us on this remix tape.
You ready, Brights?
Aurora Borealis,
fields of green and the homeland we've never seen. They killed us in our teepee and they cut our women down. They might have left some babies crying on the ground, but the fire sticks and the wagons come and the night falls on the setting sun. The stairs with my Indian rug and a pipe to share.
Afternoon. If you never heard him sing,
Hey, it's Remix Tape. Yeah. So, this is the Neil Young Show. What did we just hear? I neglected to say the first song that I played is River of Pride, which is a demo off of the CD that I have of On the Beach, which is a great Neil Young album. The CD that I have has all these demos on it. It's kind of like a bootleg version of On the Beach, so it's kind of cool. Anyway, the final track of it is River of Pride. I think it's a cool song. It's like totally rocks, Crazy Horse. Then after we heard that, I talked, and then I came back and I played these three songs. Star of Bethlehem, also a demo I played from that same bootleg I have of On the Beach. That was like the Christmas song. It's also kind of a cool song because it's an example of Neil Young harmonizing with none other than Emmylou Harris, who has harmonized with them all. I feel like they sound super good together. They have sort of a similar vocal quality. They're kind of kindred vocal folks. I love that song. Maybe the Star of Bethlehem wasn't a star at all. Merry Christmas. Pocahontas, Hitchhiker, that was from Hitchhiker. I played that on vinyl. I kind of love that song. It's super weird. Neil Young, I'm no expert, but it would be cool to read. I should really look it up after the show, but it'd be cool to read an essay looking into Neil Young and his interest in indigenous people, particularly Native Americans, in North America, but not just that. I mean, even on Hitchhiker, there's a track, Hitchhiker itself, parentheses, Like an Inca, number one. There's also a song, Ride My Llama, if you will. So he does also has an interest in South American Native peoples, First Peoples, I believe is the way that Canadians refer to them. That's always interested me. We'll play more songs that, you know, reflect on the history of, you know, essentially the genocide of these people. But yeah, I just wanted to point out Pocahontas, that's a super weird song, right? I wish I was a trapper. I would give 1,000 pelts to sleep with Pocahontas and find out how she felt. That's weird, right? It's interesting to me how he takes on characters, like, of people who are not good people. He seems to do that. Anyway, just sort of derailed. Then we heard Tonight's the Night. I'm trying to, like, bring it back, trying to up-tempo it. And the next song we're going to play is from Zuma, Stupid Girl. And then I'll play some more stuff. So, thank you for listening. This is your mixtape.
There's a heart that burns. There's there's an open mind. Look out for my love. 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 You own it. You own it now. You own it. There's a weight on you, but you can feel it. Living like I do, it's hard for you to see. Was I hurt too bad?
Yes, I've got mine. all those people, they think they got it made. But I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again. All those headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile. You read
Hey, it's Remix Tape. God, what a horrible thing. This is why Spotify is terrible. Can I say that? Anyway, here's what we just heard, and then I'm going to find a different version to play that song. You know, an uncorrupted version. Anyway, I played Stupid Girl. Then I played Look Out for My Love, which is from Comes a Time. Then I played Motion Pictures for Carrie. I think that's that actress he was in love with. That's from On the Beach. And then we tried to play this song from Silver and Gold called Razor Love, which, as you heard, rules and is super beautiful. But I played it on Spotify and it got ruined. So I'm really sorry. And now I'm going to try to play it play it off of something else so that that doesn't happen again. Are you ready to hear the actual thing? Here it is.
That your old man became fascinated with his own plan. Turn you loose, your mama too. There wasn't a thing that you could do. Faith in you, it's a razor love that cuts clean through. Oh, I got faith in you, it's a razor love that cuts clean. Screen through.
with the little things you say. Now I'm looking through the window at a silhouette, trying to find something I can't find. Imagination is my best friend. Gotta look out for the greedy hand. Greedy hand, make a living like a rolling stone. On the road there's no place like home. Silhouettes on the window.
Most of the time, I can't even be sure. that are buried inside. I don't compromise, and I don't pretend, and I don't even care if I see her again. Most of the time. Thank you.
Hey, it's Remix Tape. So we figured out the right... Don't get me started. We heard Razor Love, which is from Silver and Gold. Oh, it's raining outside or something weird. There's an animal trying to get in here. Next we heard, for some reason, Razor Love reminded me.
It's like a Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, that's true.
I'm that guy.
Who is that? Who does the sound? He's actually an unsung hero of that show. In fact, if the show was just him, I'd actually like it.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
This is Remix Tape, and we hate two things. The first thing we hate is Spotify. The second thing we hate is Prairie Home Companion, which I would rename Prairie Dog Companion. Prairie Dog Groundhog Companion. I like the way that sounds. Everyone, let's maybe tell them what they heard. They heard
sound effects guy. Okay.
They heard Razor Love. That was Chris's choice. Chris is here.
Yeah, it's an overlooked Neil Young song from, I don't know, like 2004. He's probably had it forever, but just put out the album Silver and Gold, mm-hmm. like in 2002, 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
It has a perfect Neil Young blend of piano, guitar, and harmonica.
I love it. And that song reminded me of Bob Dylan. It reminded me of Most of the Time. It was actually from 1989. I thought it was from later time. So it's not super late or super recent Bob Dylan. But I played this cover that Luna did off of their new album called Sentimental Education because I think the cover's good. Sorry, that was like an interlude, a non-Neil Young interlude. Then... Chris's request, we played a live version of Powderfinger from Live Rust, and that was good. I like Powderfinger. Another band that's covered Powderfinger is Cowboy Junkies. That's a really cool cover of that. FYI.
I think Powderfinger is some moment in Canadian history. I don't know where to place Powderfinger.
There are a lot of Neil Young songs. Who knows where to place them? I was just talking about Pocahontas. And Neil Young's obsession with indigenous peoples.
Yeah. And it's sort of a weird obsession, we have to admit.
It's a very weird obsession.
I mean, I think the politics are right, but the history is kind of screwed up.
Well, what I was saying is how he seems to take on the persona of the victimizers.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to like to do that. Like, you know, or in Pocahontas. Well, maybe. But I don't know. I think it's the same difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd have to think about this more, but there's certainly limits to what he's trying to do.
All I've done is write a poem about it. That's all I've thought about it.
You've written a poem about Pocahontas?
I wrote a poem about how Neil Young takes on personas of victimizers.
Yeah.
Surprise. In any case, speaking of that, we're going to play out on the final song. What would you like to say about it?
It's my favorite Neil Young song, hands down. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. It's probably one of the best songs about primitive accumulation, to use a Marxist expression.
Do you want to explain what that is for our listeners?
Not really. They can look it up. But it's it's a great song. It's classic. It's just no. I sound. Yeah, I don't want to say too much.
Are you ready to hear it? Are you ready to hear Cortez the Killer? It's off of this album called Zuma, which is rad. Are you ready to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it. This has been Remix Tape. This is it for us. We're gonna be back next semester. Okay, here it is.
looking for the new world and the palace in the sun. On the shore lay Montezuma with his coca leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered with the secrets of together.